Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, you can call whenever you want. I mean, 24-7, 365. If you want to get me, however, what you want to do is call between noon and 3 Eastern, Monday through Friday. And then you will do exactly what Barbara said, which is get a hold of me early, easily, and with a minimum kind of wait. So, Barbara, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm 67, and I was hoping you could give me some tips on how to rid myself of an annoyance that's been bothering me like forever. It's two tapes that replay over and over in my head, and they started back when I was a little girl in the mid-50s, and I had a grandmother who used to always try to fatten me up because I was skinny and yeah. A very active, healthy little girl. And she would say, eat. If you don't have some fat on you and you get sick, you'll be skin and bones. So now I'm far from skin and bones and overweight. And whenever I lose a few pounds, I get frightened. And my grandmother's words come back to haunt me. And then I put it back on again. So that was one thing. And the other one was, don't laugh too hard today because you'll be crying tomorrow. So fast forward to today and all my life, whenever anything good happens to me, I can't enjoy it as these second set of words pop into my brain and I'm waiting for the crying part to begin. And
all right, fair enough.
To happen. So my question to you is, how do I erase these tapes?
Okay, erasing tapes is very hard because, as anybody can tell you who's ever dealt with tapes, which certainly in radio all of us used to, is that you can still get a ghost on the tape. Once a tape's been recorded, when something's been digitally or, I guess, electronically put down, that you can get ghosts. So rather than erase the tapes, what if we replace the tapes? What if we surrounded that one tape, there are those two tapes, and let's treat them separately, with all sorts of other tapes, so they comprise a much smaller percentage of your tape library.
Okay.
Because erasing them completely is, as you've already discovered, is really not feasible. But if we could, what we're really going to try to do is yoke the old tape with a much more powerful, much newer, much more vibrant new tape. So, for example, on the grandmother tape saying you need to eat more because if you ever get sick you'll be skin and bones, what we can do is replace a tape of, I don't know, figure out either somebody that you think is gorgeous, not overly skinny but is really gorgeous, or someone in your life that you view as an authority figure, or somebody who is a talking head, or anybody you want. I suppose you could put me up there saying, Barbara, we put on basically a pound a year if we're not careful after 30, and nobody wants to be 30 pounds overweight by the time they're 60. Therefore, we know that if you're slightly underweight, that you are going to live longer, and not only going to live longer, you're going to live healthier. So let's figure out a way for you to be your most gorgeous self. One of the things to do, which is to sort of take a picture of your grandmother. Hopefully, was Grammy kind of heavy?
Yes.
Great. Take a picture of Grammy. And then do you have a picture of yourself where you were your most beautiful, where you felt you were the most attractive you've ever been?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Let's put those two together. All right, and you can Photoshop them. You may even have one where you were sitting. I actually have one with my grandmother, who was plump and adorable, and me, and I was probably at my skinniest. And it never even occurred to me. I have it in my bathroom, because that way I see Grandma twice a day when I brush my teeth, at least, and sometimes more than that. But there may be unconsciously me putting something else there, because it's hard for a psychologist to suggest that they don't have an unconscious life, because if not us, then who? So maybe go and seek out a picture. If you don't have one, Photoshop one, or get one of your grandchildren or your next-door neighbor or somebody, or just take it over to Kinko, and they'll combine them. And I would put a couple of those pictures around your house. I would put one on your refrigerator. Might put one in my bedroom or my bathroom by my scale. I know you have a scale in there.
A
couple of other places. So you can remind yourself that Grandma lived in a different time. And if you want to, you could go get a picture of, you know, it's funny you should mention this, because yesterday on Thursdays I do an interview with Doug Steffen on Good Day. And one of the things he wanted to talk about yesterday was body image. And I said, well, one of the things that we need to be aware of is it's not body image that's the problem. It's unrealistic body image that's the problem. So your grandmother had a very different, two generations ago, version of what it was to be healthy. Hers was much more the Rubens-esque kind of thing. So go get a Rubens, go get one of your, you know, or just Google Rubens, and there will be those fleshy damsels coming up. And those women would be considered obese today. So put one of those up, too, to remind yourself things change. So you can look at Rubens-esque. You can look at Grandma, then you can look at you, and you can have maybe a picture of yourself now within the last couple of years of when your favorite picture of yourself is. So what you're really doing is you're replacing Grandma's tape. You're not erasing it. You're saying Grandma was a woman of her time. And in one of the comments I made with Doug yesterday is if all of us were living in Rubens' time, we would be considered sickly, most of us, except the very obese, because overweight was a sign of royalty, was a sign of richness, that you had enough to eat, because the rest of us peasants were starving to death, and we were your grandmother's skin and bones. And presumably your grandmother of that generation was influenced by the fact of people starving to death all over Europe, concentration camps. So the idea, and still sort of being descended from that Rubens-esque kind of notion that healthy, wealthy, well-endowed people, and well-endowed not sexually, but well-endowed by God, were fat because they could afford to be fat. That was a sign of health and wealth and blessing. The rest of us were peasants who were skin and bones, and we were going to succumb. It also turns out there's a story yesterday that says gerbils may have actually been responsible for the bubonic plague rather than rats. They've been getting a bad PR all this time. I digress. So let's begin with replacing or overshadowing your grandmother's tape by some reality testing, by some pictorial references. So whenever you sort of find yourself saying, oh, I'm going to be skin and bones, go to the refrigerator, or go to your bathroom, or maybe carry some in your wallet, so when you're out and thinking about, you know, what I really need is a cupcake. Maybe what you can do is whip that out of your wallet and go get yourself, I hate to say, a diet 7-Up, I guess, or a glass of water, or a sorbet or something with significantly fewer calories. So we're not really erasing grandmother. We're putting her in a context. Rubens, Grandma, Barbara Young, Barbara now at her best. So you can remind yourself that you don't have to listen to that tape anymore. You have a whole different tape, a whole different perspective, a whole modern point of view that makes much more sense. All right, so let's go. Then the second one. Okay, yeah, and pictorial helps because we are visual creatures, we human beings.
Yeah.
Much more so. Our ears don't work as well as other animals. Our eyes, you know, our sense of smell is for squat, you know, our sense of touch. So we are visual, and so visual should help another pathway in addition to the other pathways that you're using, which is to say, no, you know, I want to be healthy and I want to be attractive. And as I said to Doug yesterday, maybe the issue is instead of being skinny, because you don't want to be skinny either, that's not very healthy, to fit into your favorite outfit,
right,
or your skinny jeans or whatever, or maybe you're not your skinny jeans, but your attractive genes. All right, so that takes one whole set of tapes and surrounds them by another set of tapes. So their impact is minimized because they're such a, your grandma's voice is such a small percentage. And also, what I would also do is in the tape library where your grandma's voice is, add another voice of your grandmother saying, oh, you're so beautiful, because all grandmothers say that. All right, so let me put you on hold, and then we'll come back Hang on. Then we have to tackle the laughing part. All right? So hang on with me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 800-544-7020. And I just gave you the wrong phone number, 855-993-7569.
A little bit of a throwback there.
I was going to say, my tape, I told you, it doesn't get erased. It just kind of lingers back there, giving you sort of inappropriate messages. Barbara, I was just, that was absolutely unintentional on my part, but I'll pretend that it was intentional. Just to buoy my comments. All right, here we go. It actually is not a bad point, in that if you've done something for a very long time, you need to consciously replay a different tape. And then after a while, because it's conscious, because it's newer, and because at some point it will become more frequent, the duration will have gone for as long as the past. I mean, all you have to do is live to 120 years, but the point is that I don't very often make that mistake, and I make that mistake when I'm doing three things at the same time. When I was sort of responding to you, Manny was in my ear. I looked at the clock to see how much time I had and to talk with you, and so. But the point being, it's not a bad example that if you're not thinking about it consciously, you may do what you've always done because it's embedded. But it doesn't have to stay embedded. What you can do is go, wait a minute, that's wrong. I just, when I was about halfway through, and I went, well, wrong number. Because I've done the other number recently enough that it felt wrong. Even before it was a conscious thought, I knew there was something wrong. So I stopped and then went back and did the right thing. And you can do the same thing. I would love to say I did that whole thing just to prove to you, but I didn't. It was just a mistake on my part. But it was a useful mistake for us. All right, so now let's go to The Harder They Laugh. Get a picture of your grandmother at her most staid. And if you go through your family album, part of it was, I swear to you, that women, that nobody had very good teeth. They didn't have very good dental hygiene. So people lost their teeth early, especially women lost their teeth during pregnancy. Nutrition wasn't as good. So if you look at pictures from, let's see, a grandmother would be, presumably, that's two generations, so that's 40 years. So if you looked at your grandmother when she was young, and even pictures, it doesn't even have to be of your grandmother, of just people. If you look at Civil War pictures, if you look at pictures from the Wild Wild West, if you look at immigrants to the United States, nobody is smiling ever.
No good teeth.
Mm-hmm. Right. And part of George Washington never had a picture smiling, and the assumption is that he had false teeth that didn't fit very well. So he spoke with his lips very, very taut, and you never see a picture of George Washington smiling. I don't think it's a picture of Abraham Lincoln smiling. So the idea being a combination of trying that people just didn't smile, and I think the reason they didn't smile is primarily dental. But if you're not smiling, then And if you look at pictures of even children aren't smiling. Everybody looks very serious. So that whole notion that serious people were serious, and you can see how from that, those pictures really that because our pictures are how we view ourselves by definition, right? And how other people view us. In some primitive societies, people think if you take a picture, you're capturing someone's soul. All right. So if you think about that, if you think about the fact none of those people ever smiled. And even till fairly recently, where, you know, now we're into selfies where everybody is showing all their veneers. But the idea that people didn't smile, and, I mean, Edward R. Murrow never smiled, right? That serious, thoughtful, important people didn't smile. So and you can see how you can go very easily from being serious to laughing too much is a problem. That laughing was something that people did because they were stupid, or because they were challenged mentally, or because they were psychotic. So people didn't smile. And if you go through a textbook, the only picture, if you go through your old psychology textbooks from like the 20s, if you can find, assuming you can find a library these days, that you can see that sane people looked very serious, and it was only people that were psychotic. And even they didn't always smile. So you see that's a very short transition from looking serious to being serious, therefore don't smile, and not only don't smile, but certainly don't laugh. So if we, again, understand the context, so go see if you can find a picture from, and it can be your family, it can be anybody's family, the immigrants at Ellis Island, I mean, whatever you want, that life was serious and it was short and you better pay attention, and laughing had no part of it. It's probably also a way of controlling children, to be quite honest, but we don't care about that as much because, again, we're working with the visual. We're dealing with videotape as well as audio tapes here. And okay. That any videotape will trump any audio tape almost ever, forever. All right. So, So we, because videotape has got both audio and video, so it's got two pathways rather than one. So it's literally double your bangs for your bucks. So you're going to go and this, take some pictures and put them wherever you want. Those don't necessarily have to be on your refrigerator. They can be in your bedside table. Because what I would have you do is, in addition to the pictures, I would have you do at least one silly, giggly thing every day of your life from now on. To remind yourself, pardon?
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. To remind yourself that life is short and fleeting, and have as much fun as you possibly can. And it can be something as silly. I mean, I have things like, I hate to admit this to you, but I'm going to anyway. I love bubbles. I don't know why I love bubbles, except I think everybody loves bubbles. So I have like 14 different bubble machines or something, you know, either the ones you blow through. I actually had a bubble gun at one point, which somehow seems a little contradictory, but nevertheless. And I love bubbles, and every once in a while, and I forget that they're there sometimes. I will also tell you I have harmonicas all over the house, and I have kaleidoscopes of just ways of reminding yourself that. I'll tell you a quick story. When I did my first TV appearance, which was a very long time ago, a friend showed up. I had done a morning TV show in Boston. And a friend showed up when it was pre-recorded. So she showed up on the day that was going to show up. And she, with a bakery box. Remember they used to have bakery boxes with white cardboard boxes? And they would be tied with string. And she showed up. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think French bakeries still do that. And she showed up holding it by the string. And I said, Gail, you know, there's no party. I just invited you. And she said, in this life, you make your own party. And I've never forgotten that. And we do. We make our own party. So you're going to start doing every day. And if you want to do it twice a day, it's okay with me. If on the weekend you want to do more than that. So what you're going to do is you're going to take one picture of somebody that looks very dour. And a family member is fine, maybe even grandma. But we don't need to use grandma for both, but wherever you want to. And you're going to put it someplace where you can also put whatever you want. Maybe it's a Barbie doll. Maybe it's a plant that you enjoy. I saw a plant, an orchid, for $17 about, it was right around my birthday, so it's like almost 6 months ago, 5 months ago. Brought it home, had like all these plants, and I nurtured it, and it's blooming again. And every time I look at that, I smile at it. So put together a little kind of shrine. A happy place in your house. Every day, at least one thing. You can add new things. If you need to talk with me some more, you stay on the line. If not, go start on getting together your new videotapes and your happy place, all right?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're going to do kind of an interesting It's Broken, Let's Fix It segment. Well, I hope it's interesting. I mean, I assume it's interesting because I was interested in it. And assume if I'm interested in it, you may be interested in it. I mean, how else do you sort of pick things? Well, unless it's the Oscars, and then I pick what I like as opposed to what I think they'll like. So I guess I do a little bit of that. This afternoon, talking about a phenomenon. Well, maybe I'll tell you more about it when we get closer to it. But it's about something that will make you maybe hungry. Maybe. All right? 855 9. That's enough of a tease. 855-99-37569. And today, mercifully, doesn't have anything to do with chocolate. It's a National Strawberry Day and National Polar Bear Day, so I guess it would be appropriate for there to be frozen strawberries.
Well, and you know, strawberries could have something to do with chocolate if you like chocolate-covered strawberries.
Stop it. Stop it. He's just only doing that because I've given him chocolate for Lent. And the thing that's sustaining me during this, although I really have, it really is an interesting phenomenon because I really like a lot of chocolate. But because I've now been, over a week without any chocolate.
You've done pretty well.
Yeah, I really am. Especially because I went to a dinner party and they had this fantastic homemade chocolate thing and the chef was there and said, oh, you have to taste it. And I said, in 40 days. give me 6 weeks.
You showed great willpower.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm proud of you, Joy.
Thank you. Well, I wasn't very far into it. I mean, if you're gonna fold, you can't fold. It's kind of like if I'm ever in a plane crash, I hope it happens on takeoff, not landing, because I've already spent all that time being unhappy on a plane. Why should never mind?
Don't you think early on, like those first that first week or so, might be the toughest time though? The toughest time to kind of resist the temptation.
I don't know.
As opposed to towards the end, where you've kind of gotten used to not.
Maybe. I think there are two separate factors. One is if, in fact, it's an addictive quality, and I'm not arguing that it's not, because there's probably a certain amount to it. But that's where, having the commitment is new, and so the discipline is relatively in place, even though the temptation may be higher. But when you get, it's the middle, I think, that's the problem for most people. When you've been doing it long enough that the original enthusiasm has abated a bit, and there's still a long way to go. And toward the end, there are those three peaks which says it's tough to do this. One is at the beginning where you're still sort of thinking, oh yeah, well this would be really great to just have a little handful of. I'm not even going to talk about it because it'd make it worse. And then the end tends to be a little dicey for me because I think, oh, well, what's the difference between 3 days and 2 days? So, which isn't very smart. I mean, once you've done it that much. And part of it is the kind of public commitment to it. Because I wouldn't lie to you guys about it. If I were actually eating chocolate, I'd say, oh, I blew it. And I have been eating a lot of dried fruit, which I don't think is necessary. I don't think it's as bad, and it's certainly not something I gave up, but it probably has almost as many calories in it. I just, somehow dried fruit seems healthier for you. I don't know. But the middle is also when you think, geez, Louise, I've been doing this a long time, and I still have a long time to go. So I don't know. I think it's just sort of trying to put that out of your mind as much as possible. So thanks, Manny. And one of the things that I've learned to do with strawberries, when you buy like a lot in the summer, because they're really cheap and good and ripe, and I can't eat them all, so I'll freeze them, and they're really great. Frozen strawberries taste just like sorbet. They're really good. The other thing I've done is every once in a while, somebody will send me chocolate-covered strawberries for like something, like Valentine's Day or something, and I can't eat them all, so I used to sort of give them away, which is probably made me a nicer person, and now I freeze them, and if you freeze them, you can eat the chocolate off almost immediately after they've been frozen. I mean, you can just sort of chunk it off like a Dove bar or something, and then if you wait about 20 minutes, eating the frozen strawberry is like the best strawberry sorbet you've ever had. So I tell you that for the beneficiaries of my largesse who are now not getting as many chocolate-covered strawberries. And one of them was Henry the Fourth, that's not true. But he was crowned King of France today. New Britain was discovered. Washington, D.C. was placed under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Congress in 1801. Abraham Lincoln made a speech at Cooper Union, which is in New York, downtown, which they say was responsible largely for his being elected to the presidency.
Okay.
They said this is a whole story about Cooper Union, which I actually know about. In fact, Cooper Union, it's an interesting story in that what they are trying to do is, I think they were trying to raise tuition or something, and and the students protested that they wanted to keep it like it was. It was this huge political thing of a school that was basically, I think it was for kids from whose parents were in the union, and they were, so it was very inexpensive, and now they're trying to, I can't remember all the details, but it was really interesting to see this very progressive, very liberal school, all of a sudden the students saying, no, we're not going to pay more tuition. So where can I tell you? All right, so when I said, I'm trying to find why that speech was really important, but what it told me was, about Cooper Union, about New York, and about the presidency. It didn't tell me anything about the speech. Let's try speech at Cooper Union and see if that works. I'm just curious. The Cooper Union speech. Oh, here's a picture of... We should get Barbara to take a picture of Lincoln, because he is looking pretty serious there. He wasn't the Republican nominee as the convention was scheduled for May, and this was obviously February 27th. It's considered one of his most important speeches. He elaborated his views on slavery, affirming that he did not wish it to be expanded into the Western territories and claiming that the Founding Fathers would agree with his position. Lincoln's Cooper Union speech was one of his longest at more than 7,000 words, and it's very seldom quoted. Yet due to the careful research, and Lincoln's forceful argument was stunningly effective. It was hailed as one of the most happiest, that's what they're saying, and most convincing political arguments ever made in the city. No man ever made such an impression on his first appeal to a New York audience. Three major parts. First part concerned the founders and the legal positions they supported on the question of slavery. Okay, going back to Founding Fathers. Second part addressed to the voters of the southern states, clarifying the issue between Republicans and Democrats, arguing that the Republican position on slavery is the conservative policy. The final section addressed Republicans. That Stephen Douglas said, it was in response to a statement by Stephen Douglas, remember, the tongue of gold? What is the frame of government under which we live? And it must be the Constitution. From there, he begins his reasoning on why the federal government can regulate slavery in the federal territories, especially resting on the character of the founders and how they thought of slavery. 39 fathers who framed the original Constitution, 21, certainly understood that no proper division of local from federal authority nor any part of the Constitution forbade the federal government to control slavery. You will destroy the government unless you be allowed to construe and enforce the Constitution as you please on all points in dispute between you and us. You will rule or ruin in all events. And this third section, he said, doing nothing through passion and ill temper. We must not only let them alone, we must somehow convince them that we do let them alone. This we know by experience is no easy task. We've been so trying to convince them from the very beginning of our organization, but with no success. In all our platforms and speeches, we have constantly protested our purpose to them alone, but it has had no tendency to convince them. So there you go. It's certainly not one of the ones that sort of rolls off your tongue, but New Yorkers tend to respond to logic fairly well. Supreme Court rules that sit-down strikes violate property owners' rights and are therefore illegal. 1939. Wow. 22nd Amendment to limiting presidents to two terms in 1951 was ratified. So, you know, the idea of viewing the Constitution, I think, for the Founding Fathers, and obviously up until fairly recently, has been considered sort of a document under construction, not frozen. I mean, 1951 isn't very long ago. Well, 60 years, but still.
And that was shortly after FDR had...
Yes.
It was a few years after FDR.
Four terms. The United States Senate allowed its debates to be televised. That was probably a major mistake. In 1991, George H.W. Bush said, Kuwait is liberated. I don't know. 2004, this is an interesting one. The initial version of the John Jay Report, which details the Catholic sexual abuse scale in the United States, was released. Seems longer ago than that, don't you think?
Yeah.
Or maybe not much as that. It took the Pope a while longer to get to it, I guess. So this is kind of a politically fraught day in history. There you go. And so we've got, in addition, the FCC approves net neutrality, reclassifies broadband as a utility. I have no idea what any of this means at this moment, except reclassification always seems to be a real problem. 855, if anybody understands this, give me a call. 855-99-DR-JOY, Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. If you've got something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, all you have to do is give me a holler. 855-99-37569. Okay, we had put up on Facebook, I guess a day or so ago, of giving you an opportunity to either be the program director or to specifically ask a question on Facebook. Again, if it's about it, somebody had called up about or had sent me an email about dreams, and I think that's a great subject. But you have to call me about it because there are just too many unanswered questions to send me an email about it. All right, so let's see what else people are talking about.
Let's go to Ella. Ella asked the question, Dr. Joy, I watched Say Yes to the Dress, and as part of the introduction to each bride, they ask about her fiancé. And they all say, quote, he's the most wonderful person I've ever met, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with him. In your opinion, why is it that half of them will soon be divorced?
Well, I think it's a good question. First of all, let me give you a couple of answers to that. The first is that we do not differentiate in the society between love and lust. And they are different. Lust is, and neither of them are bad, but to confuse with one another is a dreadful mistake. Love, I mean, takes time. It takes journeying that you need to go through. The kind of love I think most of us are talking about, that you need to go through a bunch of different experiences together and adapt and adopt. And what sort of keeps you going is, I want to be with this person. If I were in charge of the world, which I don't think anybody's going to put me in charge anytime soon, I would probably make like a much better, a much more powerful criteria than love. Because I don't know that anybody's really ever defined love in any meaningful way. And again, we confuse it with lust. Like is a very intellectual process. We go through a checklist. And if you think about your friends and what you like about your friends, you'll say things like they have a great sense of humor, or they're always there when I need them to be, or they're always honest with me. Or they're a great parent. When you talk about loving somebody, you say, oh, the smell of the back of their neck, or we're soulmates, we say completely different things, which are much more abstract, much more a reflection of our needs than who that other person is, which is part of the answer by why 50% of them get divorced within a couple of years, is that like is looking at the other person. Unfortunately, I think love is much more looking in a mirror of what do I need, what do I want, how does this person make me feel, which are not bad, but they're very different. And then, of course, lust is baby. Again, nothing wrong with it. But every study ever done suggests that it's a short-term phenomenon rather than a long-term. And marriage, presumably, is a long-term phenomenon rather than a short-term. So if you're basing your criteria for longevity on something that by definition is going to be limited in time, you're already in trouble. And unfortunately, I think we do. And it's very interesting. It's certainly, I think, part of the reason why, for example, there was a study that was done about 15 years ago in Sweden, where cohabitation then was much more common than it was in the United States at the time. Now, I think it's still slightly greater in Sweden than it is here, but cohabitation has gotten to be. There are now actually more people who are unmarried in this country than married, which is the first time ever since census have been taken. And the question is that people who've been married or who've been cohabiting for more than 5 years had a less than average success rate in marriage. In other words, they were more likely to get divorced than people who had not either cohabited or had cohabited for less than 5 years. And nobody can come up with a perfect explanation, and I have two. One is that I think there begins to be a coercive factor of saying, if you won't marry me, I'm leaving. And again, a short-term response to a long-term issue. You may be able to threaten somebody into a response, but will it hold up over time? And the answer is often not. The other issue is exactly what I was talking about before, is the difference between love and lust. That 5 years is a long time to still keep that sexual energy alive. And I think that people tend to get married in the midst of that sexual energy. And when it goes away, the question is, should I marry this person? They're my best friend. I really like them, but there's nothing going on in the bedroom. And I would argue probably not, because after certainly 5 years, you either find a way to deepen the sexual experience and substitute depth for novelty, or you don't. And if you don't, sex life is going to break down. And the problem about sex life breaking down is that it leaves both partners vulnerable to that kind of lust that happens, of just seeing something going, baby. If you've got a perfectly reasonable sex life in your marriage, and it doesn't have to be the same as it was in the first couple of months, but if you've got a perfectly reasonable happy, enduring sex life, neither of you are going to be as susceptible to some little person wandering by your field of view and going, baby, baby. If you don't, you're going to be much more susceptible. And adultery is not a very nice thing. It's not very nice for any of the people concerned. So, I suppose the next question is, you know, how do you offset it? Well, I think the good relationships, including marriage, open you up rather than close you down. And especially for women, what we tend to do is we spend a lot of time with our friends until there's a really significant man in our life, and then we invest that same time in him, and tend to view our friends as not so much expendable as less crucial. And there's always going to be a little bit of that, and everybody only has so much time, so there's always going to be adding another person, even if it's another friend, if it's another friend of the same sex or opposite sex, then there's only so much time, so by definition. But the question is, to what extent? And if you keep your friendships up, both from both men and women, but especially women, then I think your marriage is going to do better in both the long run and the short run, because it means you're not completely emotionally dependent on that person. And you hear me all the time say, dependence is a great short-term basis for a relationship. It will not hold up over the long term, because either the person on whom you're dependent feels claustrophobic, and they're going to push you away at some point, which is going to panic you, or you're going to basically do very well by their nurturing, and you're not going to need them anymore, which means that they have no value to you any longer. So any way you look at it, dependency is not a long-term basis for a relationship. It just will not work. So, to summarize, how do you do this? Why do people stay married forever? Well, they probably like each other. They probably still have external activities, obviously, that are not sexual. And that a platonic friendships are perfectly fine and probably healthy. They do things together. They find new activities to do together because they can substitute the stimulation from the new activities as opposed to a new partner. And they're committed. They really want to work on their relationship, and they're honest with one another. And they resist temptation. They pretend that they've given up adultery for Lent for the rest of their lives. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.